Today we are going to discuss the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Shevet Zvulun. We know that Yisachar and Zvulun, they were partners in Torah, that Yisachar learned and Zvulun supported Yisachar. That's why you have yeshivas always, they promote the Yisachar-Zvulun partnership initiatives. And Yaakov Avinu gives a very interesting bracha to Zvulun. He says, Zvulun l'chayv yamim yishkayin. Zvulun is going to live by the near the water. He's going to be by the beaches, by the water. He's going to be where the ports, where the ships come in, because they're going to be very, very busy with their business. So they have to be by the ports. Those days especially, all the commerce was through boats, merchandise going in and out. So Zvulun had to be by the ports so that they could support the Shevet of Yisachar. And the question becomes, why is it that Zvulun is before Yisachar? Most people would think that the Iker is Torah, the Iker is Yisachar. And therefore, we are going to support Yisachar. So in the Birchas Yaakov, Yisachar should be before Zvulun. That's what seemingly it should be. But rather, we see from here, and as Mefarshim point out, the power of supporting Torah, that not only are you a partner in Torah, but to a certain extent that you come before Yisachar. When Yaakov gives the bracha, he gives it to Zvulun before Yisachar because of his support for Limud HaTorah. And that's why the word Zvulun starts with a Zayin, ends with a Nun, as well as the bracha to Zvulun starts with a Zayin and ends with the word Ve'archosei Al Tzidoin, again a Langer Nun. Zayin Nun is spelled the word Zon, which means support, satiate, and give sustenance, because Shevet Zvulun, they supported the Yidden that learned Torah. They supported Shevet Yisachar. But what does this have to do with the Inyan of Geula? Where is the Geula context and idea in the Bracha to Zvulun? So I want you to understand that everything that happens B'Gashmias is an expression of the way they really are B'Ruchnias. Why is it that Zvulun was chosen to do business, to go around the world in their boats? What was the shliches of Zvulun? So the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, has a very, very fascinating piece where he explains that the travels of Zvulun wasn't just for physical business, there's spiritual business in these travels. What was the spiritual business? Well, you didn't have to elevate the Rapachnit Tzoytzes. We have to elevate the sparks that fell down from Oides the Toyu, that came down through Shviras HaKelim. And in order for that to happen, you didn't have to spread out and bring these sparks in. These sparks are in Olam Hazeh, in Gashmis Dika things. So therefore, we have to find these Netzutzes. Who was given the special shliches of elevating these netzoitzes? This was given to Zvulun. And Reb Levick comments and he says, you will find a fascinating pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. In Sefer Shoftim, Perek Hey, we read the Shiras Devoira. Now we know that Devoira, she's after the victory, she made a special song. And Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Ches, she describes the Shevet of Zvulun. And she says, Zvulun am cheref nafshei lomus. That the Shevet Zvulun were very, very brave. And they basically were mafkir their lives to die. They put themselves all out on the battlefield, even at tremendous risk of their own life. Now, the word that she uses is am chedef nafshoi. The word chedef is an interesting word to use. And Blavik says that there's a deep significance of the word chedev. And that is that the word chedev is actually gematria 288. Because the job of Zevulun was rapach. The job of Zevulun was to elevate these nitzoytzes that fell down. So therefore, when the Dvoido speaks about and sings about the praises of Zevulun, she's hinting to his ruchnizdike elevation of the nitzoytzes. Therefore, she uses the word chedev, which has the gematria resh peches, which, by the way, that's the deeper remez of the words which we say, v'ruach alekim merachefes al pnei amoyim, which literally translated means that the spirit of the Eibishter at the beginning of creation was hovering around the earth, over the ocean. And we know that the Balaturim brings down, and the other Midrashim, that Zeruchai Shomelech HaMashiach, that it was the spirit of Mashiach which was in the world. The whole purpose of Briyas HaOlam was to bring the world to Inyan of Mashiach. This word Merachefes also has in it Reish Peches. The job that the Torah in the very, very beginning is being Meramis to us. What is our Tafkid in Briyas HaOlam? What was the point that we had Reish Peches Mace, that there were 288 sparks that fell, that died, that fell from Toyu into Tikkun? And our job is to, if we want to bring Ruchai Shel Moshiach, if we want to bring Moshiach to the world, we have to elevate Merachefes, we have to elevate these Reish Peches Nitzoytzes. And therefore, the Shevet of Zevulun, their main job was their Shliches. They weren't just businessmen. Their job was to bring Moshiach to the world. Their job was to elevate these special Nitzoytzes. And therefore, we can understand why Zvulun was before Yisachar. Not just because they support Loim de Torah, and the brachas that they get for supporting Limud HaTorah supersedes and comes before Yisachar. But mainly because, in other words, most people say, in Ruchnias, Yisachar is higher. But because they support Bekashmias, so Zvulun got first. On a deeper level, no, because their avoid ruchnius was higher than Yisachar, therefore they come first. Because the Eibishter created the world to make a dira b'tachtoinim. If you're looking mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which avoid is bringing the geulah, which avoid b'poyel is making the geulah happen? Shevet Zvulun more than Yisachar. Of course Yisachar is so important, limud HaTorah, but the shluchim, which is Shevet Yisachar, Yizvulun, going out to elevate and to bring the neshamis and to bring these netzoytas back, in a certain extent, they're even higher. And therefore, they actually come before Shevet Yisachar. And we also have another interesting thing. Where do we see that there's a certain specialty of Zevulun, even when it comes to Limud HaTorah? So the Medrash brings down, it's brought down in Medrash Rabbah, the end of Sefer Bereishis. The Medrash brings down this question. And he asked the question, Mara Yaakov Shebeirach Zevulun Tchila V'achar Kach Yisachar? Why is it that Yaakov Avinu blessed Zevulun, and only afterwards did he give the bracha to Yisachar? V'alo Yisachar Godol Mimeno, Yisachar is the higher. He should have got benched for first. Listen to what the Medrash says. Yaakov had a very, very far vision. He wasn't just looking at the Shvatim the way they are. He was looking at the entire future of Klal Yisro. What happened after Churban Beis Hamikdash? After Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin, which was in Shevet Yehuda, was going to end up in the Shevet of Yisachar, Zevulun. Why? Because first it was in Yerushalayim, then it went to Yavne, from Yavne it went to Usha. We know that the Sanhedrin, they moved around, And from there, eventually, it ended up in Tzipoiti, which in Tzipoiti was Bechelkoi Shel Zevulun. That was in the Chelik of Zevulun. And then it ended up in Tveria, which is the final stop before the Gula. And the Rambam says that it's going to eventually return to Tveria as well, which that's what they say is why the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria, because that's where the Poiskim, the Sanhedrin, is going to return. So therefore, because the Sanhedrin, after the Churban, ends up in Shevet Zvulun, because Yaakov foresaw that, and from there, that's where the Santoira went out. So therefore, right after the bracha of Yehuda, Yaakov gives the bracha to the Shevet of Zvulun. But this concept is so important that we realize, internalize, and apply to ourselves that Zvulun, a Yid, doesn't just do business. When a Yid is doing business, it's a chelik of the elevation of the Repach Nitzoytzin. And like the Rebbe Marash told a simple chassid, I think his name was Abba Abeler, that I'm jealous of you because when you are in a store and someone walks in, you could speak to them about Yiddishkeit, you could speak to them about setting up shiurim kviyasitim latoira. You can, in your business, have an effect on people even more than the greatest Talmud Chacham sitting in his study hall.